Okay. Exodus 20:15.
You shall not steal. Exodus 20:15.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And then the left. Or right. No, left. Ephesians 4:28. So I'm going to do 4 spots, 28 each.
He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. Ephesians 4:28.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. That is a lovely shade of red already. Oh my god. Left side. 1, 2, oh, there we go. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 28. John 10:10.
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. John 10:10.
Leviticus 19:11.
You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. Leviticus 19:11.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Psalms 62:10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
do not trust in oppression. And do not build your hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart upon them. Psalm 62:10.
Mark 10:19.
Know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Mark
10:19. 18:20.
I know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. Luke 18:20.
Romans 2:21 on each side, because 2 is missing out.
You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that one shall not steal, do you steal? Romans 2:21.
And these are just the verses on theft. I can't wait until I get to the ones on lust. Romans 13:9.
For this, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Romans 13:9.
Ah, First Corinthians 6, 9, and 10.
Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God.
It all works out in the end. Exodus 21:16.
He who kidnaps a man, whether he sells them or he is found in his possession, shall surely be put to death. Exodus 21:16. Exodus 22, verses 1 through 4. So I'm just going to do 22 on each of cheeks and left and right thighs. One. Oh, that was not even counts. One, two. If a man steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters and kills it, he shall pay 5 oxen for the ox and 4 sheep for the sheep. If the thief is caught while breaking in and he dies, there will be no blood guiltiness on his account. But if the son has risen on him, there will be blood guiltiness on his account. He shall surely make restitution. If he owns nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If what he stole is actually found alive in his possession, whether an ox or a donkey or a sheep, he shall pay double. Exodus chapter 22, verses 1 through 4.
I hope that was 22. I think I mostly counted. And thighs. Jeremiah 2:26.
As the thief is shamed when he is discovered, so the house of Israel is shamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets. Jeremiah 2:26. Yeah.
Proverbs 29:24.
He who is a partner with a thief hates his own life. He hears the oath, but tells nothing. Proverbs 29:24.
It's starting to hurt to even roll over from one side to the other. Isaiah 1:23.
The rulers are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves a god and chases after rewards. They do not defend the orphan, nor does the widow's plea come before them. Isaiah 1:23.
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. At least the poor Bible gets a break for those ones. Fuck. Genesis 44:8.
Behold, the money which we have found in the mouth of our sacks, we have brought back to you from the land of Canaan. How then should we steal silver or gold from your Lord's house? Genesis 44:8.
First Samuel 12:3-5.
Here I am, bear witness against me before the Lord and his anointed. Whose ox have I taken, or whose donkey have I taken, or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed, or from whose hand have I taken a bribe to blind my eyes with it? I will restore it to you. And they said, you have not defrauded us or oppressed us or taken anything from any man's hand. He said to them, the Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day that you have found nothing in my hand. And they said, he is witness. 1 Samuel 12:3-5.
Proverbs 6:30-31.
Men do not despise a thief who steals to satisfy himself when he is hungry. But when he is found, he must repay sevenfold. He must give all the substance of his house. Proverbs 6:30-31.
Ah. Oh, not even halfway down my page. Oh, Proverbs 37:9.
Two things I asked of you. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep deception and lies far from me. Give me either poverty or riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion. That I not be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or that I not be in want and steal and profane the name of God, my God. Proverbs 37:7.
Hosea 4, verse 2.
There is swearing, deception, murder, stealing, and adultery. They employ violence, so that bloodshed follows bloodshed. Hosea 4, 2.
I'll make those two count. Matthew 6:19.
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Matthew 6:19.
Matthew 15:19.
For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adulteries, fornication, faultless, false witness, slander. Matthew
15:30.
Jesus replied and said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. Luke 10, verse 30.
Proverbs 1:10-15.
My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. For if they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, even whole, as those who go down to the pit. We will find all kinds of precious wealth. We will fill our houses with spoil. Throw in your lot with us. We shall all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your feet from their path.
Swell.
Proverbs 1, 10 to 15. Second Corinthians 11:26. Obviously, that's 35 spanks per cheek. 37. I don't even know what I said. 1, 2, 3.
I have been on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from my countrymen, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, dangers among false brethren. 2 Corinthians 11, 26.
About halfway down the page. Job 24, verse 2. So 24 for each.
Some remove the landmarks, they seize and devour flocks. Job 24, verse 2.
Hosea 12:17.
A merchant in whose hands are false balances. He loves the false. Hosea
12:17. Amos 8:5.
Saying, when will the new moon be over, so that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath, that we may open the wheat market, to make the bushel smaller, and the shekel bigger, and to cheat with dishonest scales. Amos 8:5.
Oh.
Luke 19:8.
Zacchaeus stopped and cried, "Behold, Lord, half my possessions I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give him back four times as much." Luke 19:8.
Matthew 21:12-13.
And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all those who were buying and selling in the temple. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a robber's den." Matthew 21:12-13.
Where am I? Mark 11:15-17.
Then they came to Jerusalem. He entered the temple and began to drive out those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he would not permit anyone to carry merchandise through the temple. And he began to teach them and say to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations,' but you have made it a robber's den?" Mark 11:15-17.
Oh, fuck. Luke 19:45-46.
1, 2, 3. Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out those who were sent, saying to them, "It is written, 'And my house is a house of prayer,' but you have murdered a robber's den." Luke 16:45-46. 18:19.
2, 3, 4. 46.
Jeremiah 7:11. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your sight? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, declares the Lord. Jeremiah 7:11.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Genesis 31:19.
When Laban had gone to shear his flock, and Rachel stood the household idols that were her father's. Genesis 31:19.
20. Judges 17:1-2.
Now there was a man in the hill country of Ephraim whose name was Manasseh. He said to his mother, "The 1,100 pieces of silver which were taken from you, about which you uttered a curse in my hearing. Behold, the silver is with me. I took it." And his mother said, "Blessed be my son by the Lord." Judges 17:1-2.
17:2. Second Kings 11:2. This is where I hate the multiplier. 22 on each side.
But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, daughter of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him from among the king's sons who were being put to death, and placed him and his nurse in the bedroom. So they hid him from Athaliah, and he was not put to death. 2 Kings 11:2-3-4. For you have brought these men here, who are neither robbers of temples, nor blasphemers of our goddess. Acts 19:37.
Fuck! I can't remember what the fuck I was doing. And 37. Joshua 7:11.
Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed the covenant which I commanded them. And they have even taken some of the things under the ban, and have both stolen and deceived. Moreover, they have also put them among their own things. Joshua 7:11.
11. Uh-oh. Only 18 passages left. Matthew 29:27. Matthew 27:38.
At that time, two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left.
Mark 15:27.
They crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and one on his left. Mark 15:27.
Matthew 27:44.
The robbers who had been crucified with him were also insulting him with the same words. Matthew 27:44.
Luke 23:32.
Two others also, who were criminals, were being led away to be put to death with him. Luke 23:32. Now he said this, not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief, and as he had the money box, he used to pilfer what was put into it. John 12, verse 6.
Proverbs 9:17.
Stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Proverbs 9:17.
1 Thessalonians 5:2.
yourselves full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. 1 Thessalonians 5:2.
Jeremiah 49:9-10.
If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave gleanings? If thieves came by night, they would destroy only until they had enough. But I have stripped Esau bare, have uncovered his hiding places, so that he will not be able to conceal himself. His offspring have been destroyed, along with his relatives and his neighbors. There is no more. Jeremiah 49:9-10.
49! Second Peter. I was gonna go for 30 on each side because why the fuck not?
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its work will be burned up. 2 Peter 5:1.
Was 30. I felt like 30. That's close enough to 30. Malachi 3:8-9.
Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing the whole nation of you. Malachi 3:8-9.
Time to give the Bible a break. Cause John 10:1.
Truly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, he is a thief and a robber. John 10:1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rounds left to go. John 10:8.
All who came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear me. John 10:8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
First Corinthians 6:9-11.
Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified. That you are justified in the name of Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11.
10.
Stores a pledge, pays back what he is taken by robbery, walks by the statutes which ensure life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel 33:15. Zechariah 5:3-4. Then he said to me, this is the curse that is coming forth over the face of the whole land. Surely everyone who steals will be purged away according to the writing on one side, and everyone who swears will be purged away according to the writing on the other side. I will make it go forth, declares the Lord of hosts, and it will enter the house of the thief and the house of the one who swears falsely by my name, and it will spend the night within that house and consume it with its timber and stones. Zechariah 5:3-4.
Titus 2, 10.
Pilfering, showing all good faith, so that they will adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in every respect. Titus 2, verse 10.
Joshua 7:21.
When I saw among the soil a beautiful mantle from Shinar, and 200 shekels of silver, and a bar of gold 50 shekels in weight, and I coveted them, and took them, and behold, they are concealed in the earth inside my tent, with the silver underneath it. Joshua 7, verse 21.
Thank God this is almost over. My arms are giving out. Last one, Genesis 30, 31.
Now you have indeed gone away because you look greatly for your father's house. But why did you steal my gods? Genesis 31, verse 30. Chance anyone was counting, that was 1,105 to each cheek, plus some spares. That's what I get for stealing Bibles.